Next patient was Pamela Wilbanks. Wilbanks is W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S. Wilbanks, Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Pamela. I'm sorry, P-A-M-A-L-A, Pamela Wilbanks. Date of birth is 3563. Date of visit 9-5-24. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony Dio. Chet, C-H-E-T, Anthony Dio. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of birth, I'm sorry. The reason for consultation is COPD and a lung nodule. Next, history of present illness. History of present illness. This is a 61-year-old lady, known smoker for over 40 years, has been found to have a right low lobe lung nodule, which recently measured 1.1 centimeter on a chest CT done on 8/2/24. The patient's prior chest CT in July 22 showed this nodule to be 0.5 by 0.4 centimeter and small scattered non-calcified nodules measuring up to 3 millimeters, which were unchanged from prior exams period. Mild pulmonary emphysema period. The patient has an occasional cough, wheezing, shortness of breath with activity, fatigue, and she has been overweight and has some apneic episodes and snoring. She has no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history has included a history of COPD, chronic bronchitis, history of tubal pregnancy with tube resection. She also had a abdominal wall lipoma removed, and she was treated for hepatitis C as well as shingles. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 45 years, trying to quit. Alcohol use none recently. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of COPD. Next. And one brother had cancer. And cancer of the lung, and sister had breast cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has shortness of breath and cough. And she has heartburn, but no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting. She has occasional jaw pain, no chest pains, no palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has urinary frequency and no nighttime awakening. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next. Physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is a little pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 112/70, pulse is 81, respiration's 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 167, saturation 97. HE and D anomalous, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, with wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Artyom, so irregular, swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft and benign, no mass, no gonomegaly, the bowel sounds hacked. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breath. Number one is right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number two, COPD. And number three, system allergic dysplasia. Number four is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Next plan, the patient will use Symbicort for 4 point. The patient was advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules and complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. He was given a Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. He was advised to quit cigarette smoking, use a nicotine patch, and a follow-up is a tier approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony, D.O., C-H-E-T, Anthony. He didn't, Chet Anthony, D.O. Thank you for this consult. This is Dr. D'Souza.